public about what they mean to the country, you know, what it out back to you. I mean, I don't get tired of running around. Somebody gonna be doing a dance around the television. Come on! We're talking about Jesus! We're talking about Jesus. But this text that I read, you know, was read to you here. Can we give it to y'all? So we're gonna crunch it down right now. Amen?
Amen.
Look at verse 14. It says, seeing then that we have Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. But was in all points tempted like we are, yet, somebody say yes.
Yes.
Let's say yes. Say it again like me.
Yes.
Without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Listen, family, Almighty God is a righteous God. Amen.
Amen.
And he cannot be approached without the blood. He cannot be approached by humanness without having the covering of the salvation of Jesus Christ in our life. We need to make sure that people know that there's a whole lot of people talking about let's pray. There's a whole lot of people talking about let's have a church. There's a whole lot of people who are getting together and doing things. But let me tell you something. They're nothing but the righteous.
That's right.
The Bible tells us that we have all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And there is only one way. We are inadequate. To be in his presence without the blood of Jesus. We are inadequate to be outside of his wrath because of the sin that separates us. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody. I know there's good people, y'all, and you need to be bold and be bold in the Lord. You need to let folks know. But that's nice, but do you know Jesus?
That's right.
Because you don't want to perish. And you would rather for them not to perish, Lord, than you would rather for them not to call you again. Right? Because you can do it nice. They might call you again. Or you can do it hard. And they won't call you again. I should say do it nice. Perhaps they'll call you again. And perhaps y'all can continue the conversation. Just let them know that there's a bright side. And it has to be that way. Amen? Be thankful, though, that the story doesn't end with just the wrath of God. It doesn't. If it did, then we would not have seen his son that walked among us. And Jesus experienced the hardships. The hardships that you and I are going to. There is nothing that is coming into man that the Lord does not know about. He's acquainted with your grief and your struggles, and somebody should know in this room that we can go to the throne of grace in the time of need. See, sometimes we get there because we get dragged there. Some people won't go there until they get dragged there. But I'm talking about worship. When you go to the throne of grace just because, come on somebody, when you go just because, then you understand you're fully assured that in a time of need, you come through. You're somebody who's acquainted with your listen. God sent his son to walk among us, and Jesus experienced everything that we could ever experience. The temptation that's common to all people, Jesus experienced. Yet, somebody get down here again, look with me on 15. Yet he was without sin. You need to let the world know, no, because you know, they're trying to say now that he was a homosexual. Expect to see it, but you
not take a lick for it. It's going to cost you. You don't have to mess up your job, but you can certainly, when you get them outside at lunch or get them at, or in the street, you can say, that's not what the Bible says. Don't work yourself up to being that fine that you really are. That kingdom man that you really are. Keep this around so much more, he tells me, that's not what the Bible says. Listen. The Savior chose to die a gruesome death so you can go to the throne. Do you hear me trust it again? He chose to die a gruesome death so that you can go to the throne of grace. Let me say it again. He chose to die. Put your finger right here so that you can go to the throne of. He took your place. He paid your penalty in full. And all you have to do now is just receive him. Some won't receive him. They don't understand that the wrath of God is still upon them. And the wrath of God, you don't have to, he's not going to force you. He's not going to make you. But I guarantee you, when you see that once appointed to man to die and then the judgment, you're going to understand it's going to be too late. I know you got channels you can turn on and they'll tell you, oh, you can choose then. No. You can walk to the light or you can walk from it. No, your pitch is cooked. You can choose then if you want to go be with him or go be walking through the dark. No, your pitch is cooked. Listen. There's no deeper love, the Bible tells us. And then the man give up his life for a friend. Write it down, John 15:13. There's no greater love, no deeper love. See, some people do it. They say they give up their life for a friend. Sometimes they just do it for a friend. Because if they got by, they might have got the star. If they got by, they might have got the promotion. If they got by, they was hoping to get by, but he chose to come out of that glory and get gruesomely treated. Everything that you think is to happen to you, spit on, talked about, scandalized, brutalized, all them. He went to the cross and took it for you. So you can come, somebody say, to the throne of grace. Christ asked sinful people to believe in him and to follow him. You know, when we trust in Christ Jesus, we are adopted into the children of God. We are God's children. And I never don't even seem right to some of the people in the world. You mean all I got to do is just accept them into my heart and I'm saved? It can't be right. I must have to do some more to get Jesus. I must have to do some more to get to heaven. I must have to work my way there. I must have to pay some money. I must have to do this and do that. Trust me, y'all. Y'all seen the Scientologist church? Y'all seen the Jehovah's Witnesses? They knocking down people trying to get to heaven. And they missing it. We adopted into the family of God. And at that moment when we take Jesus, we have the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. And he blesses you. Somebody lost it. Somehow it'll be happy. That he blessed you with some joy. Yeah. 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 Yeah Did he bless you with some peace? Did he start to get you some peace? Maybe you can't remember that you couldn't sleep, but maybe you forgot it got so good to you. I should remember where you come from. You might remember when you were tossing and turning, and all of a sudden you got this peace that surpasses.
Yes, amen.
Mm. Don't you tell me it don't work. And I love it. I just got into a store. He guides you if you listen.
Yeah.
I don't know how you ended up up there, but somebody already listened, right? Right? Yeah, I didn't
even think
you were going
to get a sermon today, but you did.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? When you listen to the Lord, you might be like, I don't want to listen to the Lord. One day he might tell you, I can take 5 minutes off and be late. You know what the boss is going to say? I know. But it might keep you out of that same intersection where that truck was rolling through the red light with no brakes. And you ain't
destroy
it. You didn't even hear about it. Didn't nobody get hurt, matter of fact. It's just one of those things. You know, Jesus came out of this heaven for you. And we have access to the Father. We have access to the Father. Somebody say, I can go to the Father.
I can go to the Father.
I can go to the Father in prayer. I can go to the Father with confidence. I can go to the Father anytime I want. Oh, that makes me happy. Because I can go to the throne of grace. We have a great priest, and his name is Jesus. 100% man and 100% God. I know that nobody in this world can understand that, but he said it, I believe it. He rose again from the dead. He was seen by more than 500 people, and he rose to heaven, and he sits at the right hand of God the Father, all so that you can go. So that you can go to the throne of grace. I'm going to just teach this a little bit, amen?
Amen.
And then we're going to get on with our service, because we'll come back to this. Because it's so important that you know that you can go. Some people say, well, you got to go to confession. Get your hair on marriage, 10, 15, 20. Down, up and down. I'm not making fun of it. I'm just telling you, it's not what the Bible says. The Bible says you can go to the throne of grace. You have a high priest there. You put your hands together, be high priest. You know, because of what he says over in Romans, I'm going to just give you something that you want to take home with you. Amen. Then I'm going to give you another story, and we'll finish this next time. Romans 8. Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh what?
Intercession.
For who?
For us.
For us. For you. For you. He makes intercession for you. That's why you can go to the throne, y'all. He makes intercession for you. He's that bridge over your trouble. Now you can understand what the song was trying, songs were trying. They wouldn't give God no glory. But I'm telling you, he's your bridge to God. No matter what you have done, no matter who you did it to, if you go to your bridge over the troubled water, you can go to the throne of grace. He's making intercession for you. He promises to hear you and respond to you if you seek him and with a repentant heart. Repentant means that you stop doing what you were doing and you turn around and start doing it the way he asked you, the way the scriptures tell you to do it. Like Brother Carrington said. They haven't failed him yet. And I guarantee you, you can't make God fail you. What happens? What happens? What happens, y'all? You keep going back to the slot. Mm-hmm. Come on. Don't be funny. We keep going back to it. Mm-hmm. But when we pray and when we go to the throne of grace in repentance and seek his guidance, we have the ability now to never ever have to worry about that bridge anymore. He's interceding for you. Study that and do it. One more. Hebrews 7:21. I don't want to send you home without some teaching.
Amen.
You gotta say amen.
Amen.
Wherefore, let's go to 24 so this is the context. But this man is Jesus, because he continues ever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, he is able also to save them. Lord, I can't go out there, I won't shout. He's able to also save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Seeing he ever liveth to make what?
Intercession.
Yeah, I used to think the church is going to fall in on me. It's going to burn down. He saved to the uttermost. He's a great God of salvation. He came out of his glory for me and you. Amen. Do you know he would have come out of his glory if there was only one person ever created in the world?
Wow.
If you would have, let me look at that. That you see, I'm going to take that one over here. If you were the only person he ever created, he would have left his glory and took all that nonsense so that you could go to the throne of grace. We're going to pick this back. Because it's important. Because you need it. And there's two things I want you to meditate on as we prepare for the next message in this throne of grace. It is that he can save You got some situations that are around you. You might be in a situation that seems like it can't get saved. What did he say? He can save them that come to him. God can save them that come to him through this grace. To the what? It might seem jacked up, but God can save me. To the other. It might seem like a mess and it's irreparable, but God can save it to the uttermost if you come to him by grace. If you give it to him. See, some I can honestly, I can catch right now. Listen, I already know that this time I won't give it to him. Okay? And no, I'm not talking about you. And he can save it for the uttermost. Know this. He loves you so much. He loves you so much that he left his heaven.